Silk Road Spice. For a change, Silk Road Spice doesn't have a particularly long and involved story. I was going through a time of irritatingly dodgy digestive system. Mr. T suggested I make a cinnamon ginger coffee so I could have the magic of ginger in both coffee and tea formats. The amusing thing was that while I was supposedly blending it for myself, for health reasons, he tasted the test cup first, and then required persuasion to hand it to me so that I could taste it. He mentioned something about how it might be poisonous and therefore he had to save me from it. This dates back to his childhood. His mother tried to convince him that chocolate was poisonous, and it has become a running joke over time. Since blended, this has become my go-to coffee for the transition in my morning routine. I start with caffeinated coffee, unflavored, to get that first kickstart to the day. I have normal and adulterated coffee due to wanting to be sure I am properly awake before I partake of anything more complex. The next step is usually a cup of decaf, always one of our blends. The rest of the day is made of tea. Lots and lots of tea. Silk Road Spice filled an interesting gap for us on a couple levels. The first being the magic of ginger. Having ginger and turmeric around in a variety of formats is practically a survival mechanism for me. Secondly, it gives us a coffee that tastes near as decadent as Snickerdoodle Joe, without having the guilt factor that the cost of vanilla provokes. Now for the basics. Silk Road Spice contains fair trade medium roast coffee, ginger, and cinnamon. All are organic. A batch weighs in at 6 ounces. We don't try to gauge number of servings presently, as that varies wildly depending on what method you are using to brew it. We offer Silk Road Spice in both caffeinated and decaffeinated, and you can choose between a bag or a tin for the containment. Silk Road Spice is available in both our personal shop and our Etsy store.